Okay, we now begin Maseches Bikurim, and this will serve as a general brief introduction to the Masechta. The word Bikurim means first fruits, much like the word Bechor was the like Makat Bechorot, the slaying of the firstborn in Egypt. So these are one's first early ripening fruits, and the Torah's basic commandment here is that one should take his first fruits, assuming that they are his, on his property in Eretz Yisrael, that are of the seven types of produce that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, specifically wheat, barley, olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. And he marks off with a little red string the first emerging of those fruits, the best ones, and he will bring them to the Beis HaMikdash when they are ripened and give them there to a Kohen. They'll be either put in front of the Mizbeach or waved in front of the Mizbeach, he and the Kohen together. And then the person who brings these Bikurim will recite several verses that are brought in Parshas Ki Tavo. They're the same verses that the Haggadah is built around, that we darshan, and which tell basically the story of Klal Yisrael from its very beginning, when it was just a family and end of Arami Ovid Avi, the Lavan and Yaakov beginnings, all the way going down to Mitzrayim, Egypt, and then ultimately, after servitude, Hashem responding to their cries, being brought back to Eretz Yisrael, promised, fulfilling the promise that was made to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov of the Jews and their descendants coming to Eretz Yisrael, and seeing the literal fruition of that promise, the fructification of the land bringing forth fruit, and then in recognition of that, one is bringing these fruit, the first fruits, thanking Hashem for fulfilling that promise, and it's not just about the land of this particular crop, therefore, but a recognition of the entire historical process of the Jewish people and their specialness in terms of their relationship with Hashem, as well as their deliverance and Hashem's involvement in their lives and the Hashem's long-term vision of Jews building society in Eretz Yisrael that's not just a just society, but also a wholesome and prosperous, healthy society as well. So that is the gist of Bikurim. The truth is, technically, there are going to be three separate mitzvahs of the 613 that are directly related to Bikurim. The first two are mitzvahs aseh, and that is the obligation to set aside and bring those first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. And the second is to recite those verses as part of the recognition of the Hakar Satov, the expressing of gratitude to Hashem at the waving or bringing of the fruit and produce there in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are two mitzvahs, and they're not necessarily codependent. So as the Mishnah will say right in the beginning of the first parak, there's times when a person would be obligated to bring his fruit, but yet be ineligible to make the recitation, etc. And the third mitzvah of the 613 is a separate lav, a prohibition for the Kohanim to eat the Bikurim, because the Kohanim are left the fruit afterwards for them to eat. They're not brought on the Mizbeach, they're not offered as an offering on the altar, and they're just waved in front of the altar or put in front of the altar, and then the Kohanim will eat this produce that's brought to them. So there's a separate lav not to take that Bikurim produce outside of Yerushalayim. So it's being treated like Kadshim Kalim, like a lower sanctity sacrificial foodstuffs. That's fascinating. You will recall in Maseches Trumos, and actually a number of the Masechtas we've dealt with here in Zeroyim over the last couple of Masechtas, we discussed how Truma comes in four varieties. That's Truma Gedola, Trumas Meiser, Chala, that's the dough, first the dough gift, and Bikurim, the first fruit, which is our Masechta. And the reason for that is because the Pasuk refers to Bikurim as Trumas Yadecha, the truma of your hand, the uplifted, exalted gift that you set aside of your hand. But the point is, the verse refers to it as truma, and that being the case, Bikurim are treated to a great extent like truma, meaning one can't make them tame, and they're given to a Kohen, and they have to be protected, etc. However, because they are involved in this procedure in the Beis HaMikdash, they're more than just truma that's given to the Kohen. They are like kind of quasi-kudshim. They're treated kind of like a korban, like an offering. And that means, just to illustrate the point, for example, one isn't allowed to let his truma become tame. But if it does become tame, it's still given to the Kohen, and the Kohen can get benefit from the tamei truma as, let's say, he burns it. So let's say you have tamei wheat, the truma, tamei wheat's given to the kohen. The kohen can't eat that wheat because it's tamei, but he could burn it and use it as a fuel source to, you know, heat up his pot. One cannot get benefit from tamei bikurim, because as a carbon, when it becomes tamei, getting benefit from it is forbidden, for example. And similarly, the giving of truma is sort of the end of the story when it comes to giving the gift. But when one brings his bikurim in the Beis Hamikdash, it's kind of like a carbon. One's obligated to stay overnight there in Yerushalayim, which is the case when one brings any sort of offering in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a quasi offering, and therefore bikurim is truma plus. And the Masechta will discuss the relationship and contrast the differences between bikurim and truma. So therefore, the main thrust of the content of the Masechta will be basically who has to bring bikurim, how they bring bikurim, when they bring bikurim, and so on. But along the way, it will actually be going to a number of different tangents. It's actually one of the more discursive Masechtas. You think it's about bikurim, but we will lapse into discussions about converts, and about esrogim, and about blood. And in fact, the fourth perek of the Masechta, which in truth technically is actually not Mishnayos, the truth is it's a brisa, set of brisas, but it's connected here and for a long time been appended to Masechta Bikurim as if it were the fourth chapter in and of itself, is a whole Masechta, a whole perek dedicated to discussion of how one deals with the androgynous being a person who has the unfortunate scenario of having both male and female parts, and how to deal with him in halacha. So that will be the topic and scope of our Masechta. And Be'ez Hashem, now we begin.